This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Youth aged 16 to 25 with a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, type 1, type 2, or not otherwise specified, are invited to share their personal knowledge and experiences this summer in Victoria. Their conversations about self-management, creative workshops, and interactions will be part of a larger community-based research project. Interested youth need to register before July the 5th, as the event will be held on Sunday, July the 12th. Travel and accommodation bursaries are available for youth living outside Victoria, and lunch will be provided for participants. Now, you can go to bipolarbabe.com for all the details on this. I spoke with Andrea Paquette. She's known as Bipolar Babe online. She's the executive director of the Bipolar Society of British Columbia and is one of the organizers of the Bipolar Youth Action Project.
Andrea, your organization has been involved in giving presentations in schools and doing a lot of public education. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been presenting to school since 2010 when I first had the dream of doing that, because prior we've always been focused on adults in the community. And then when we became a nonprofit in January 2010, I was like, we got to reach out to the youth in schools. And it's pretty amazing now, because that we're a full-fledged charity, we've been able to hire staff. So myself and Natasha Tracy, who's an additional presenter for the Bipolar Disorder Society, go into schools. And just between the two of us, the last 3 years, we've been averaging 1,800 to 1,900 students a year.
What is the response to those presentations? What have you discovered in the schools?
It's been amazing, because we ask each of the kids to write a feedback form at the end of the presentation, and it's been so amazing. Most especially, one that I'll never forget is a young man who said, I now feel less nervous meeting my biological father who has bipolar disorder. And he said that after seeing one of our presentations. So it's very powerful. As well, recently we've been to Nanaimo for the first time last week, and Natasha was presenting out there to a psychology class and to peer counselors at NDSS. And the response was amazing. Some of the most, you know, all the feedback is moving and touching, but particularly these kids really wrote a lot, and they had a lot to say, many of them changing their views on mental health, the way that they think of people who have mental illness, and just learning things that, you know, they never really had the chance to explore before.
You're also involved in a pretty big project, the Bipolar Youth Action Project. Now, give us a sense of that research and what some of the upcoming events are going to be.
Really exciting. Early last year, the Vancouver Foundation gave $159,000 in health and medical education research funding. And that was to myself and CrestBD, who's the collaborative research team to study bipolar disorder, who's located out of Vancouver, UBC. And it was so amazing, because we gathered together 10 Victoria-based youth ages 19 to 25. And what we've been doing is basically exploring research methods, right, and ways to explore the topic of self-management in bipolar disorder, and really trying to aim at the whole idea of what youth are doing to stay well, you know, living with bipolar disorder in particular. And when we do know what self-management strategies work well for youth, and then we'll discover what is the best method for sharing this information. So right now, there's basically the four phases of the project. And the first phase was doing the research methods with the youth peer researchers, we call them. And this was done, graphic facilitation, from blogging to, doing a journal club, to all of these different aspects of how do we explore this topic of self-management. Even Mind Your Mind is a really great organization that came out all the way from Toronto to work with the youth on, you know, excellent youth engagement and research methods. So it was wonderful. But right now we're in phase two, where the Youth Action Group is this group of peer researchers, and with the support, mentorship, and ongoing training from the research team, which has consisted of myself and Aaron McCulloch and Nusha out of CRESPD, we're right now recruiting youth from across Vancouver Island, all the way from Victoria up into Campbell River. And we want them to come to our first research forum. So it's basically called the Bipolar Youth Action Project Research Forum. And we're looking for 50 youth ages 16 to 25 with bipolar disorder.
There's something that I read in conjunction with this, and there's some specifics around with bipolar disorder. There's such a thing as bipolar 1, 2, and non-specified. Tell us just briefly about that.
You get a diagnosis, and we think it's very important for the accuracy of, you know, researchers will ask us, okay, how accurate is, you know, the fact that you had people with bipolar disorder? So it's very important that people who do want to come to this conference or this forum are diagnosed with bipolar type 1, 2, or not otherwise specified. And I have bipolar type 1, for instance, which I was diagnosed with 13 years ago, which has more manic features and has, you know, definitely the various complex aspects of bipolar with the depression as well. Sometimes even psychosis can take place, which it did for me. And with type 2, it's more of a depressive type bipolar disorder, just as serious and just as, you know, important for this forum, but definitely, you know, having those peaks as well. And not otherwise specified is like when you get diagnosed with bipolar disorder and the psychiatrist can't quite put a finger on whether it's one or two, and NOS is just means, like, you know, they can only come up with a diagnosis of bipolar at this time, and maybe with further introspection of the patient and discovery by the doctor over time, perhaps it could be, you know, discovered as one or two, and sometimes it just doesn't.
So the first Bipolar Youth Action Project Research Forum will be held in July in Victoria, and there's a second one in the fall. Does the second forum build on the first, or are they mutually exclusive, so to speak?
Oh, they build on each other for sure. So the first one is basically, you know, the catalyst into the research with doing research at the forum and in focus groups. And then we're going to have some workshops about living extraordinary, self-care, and stigma. So we're going to have that component of it as well. But also really where the research gets going, and we want to know what youth are doing to stay well, if anything, you know, what kind of strategies are being employed. It's more exploratory, the first forum, where the second one, which builds on the first, really concentrates on, okay, how do we really want to communicate this information, and really we'll also discuss the findings of the first forum. So we're really hoping, you know, that these people, these youth that we recruit the first time, will come back for the second one in the fall. And what's so great is that we're offering travel and accommodation bursaries. But space is limited for those, so we really hope people will register soon to get in on those travel and accommodations. And basically, if you live outside the Greater Victoria area, you're able to get help with that aspect of the forum, which I think is great.
A short time ago, a few weeks ago, you were honored with a Courage to Come Back Award. And Andrea, you've been involved in doing this work and also as your alter ego bipolar babe for a number of years. Tell us about the experience of that award, of receiving the award, and what it says about what has been accomplished over the years.
I've received a couple of awards, but I have to say that this Courage to Come Back Award has been the absolute most touching to my heart out of everything. When I went over to Vancouver to accept the award, I didn't anticipate that such an amazing 6-minute movie would actually be made of my life. And watching that brought me to tears. It was just so amazing. And we have that at bipolarbabe.com under movies, if you want to take a look at that under the media tab. And I got to say my, you know, do my speech. And it was amazing because in a room of 1,400 people, it felt like I was in a classroom. You know, I was a little bit nervous at first, and then I just felt really comfortable because I've realized that, you know, people want to see you succeed when you're up there, and they care about you, and there's no reason to be afraid. But truly, this award is a testament to all the people that we've been able to help through the Bipolar Disorder Society of British Columbia. One of the things that I said in my speech is that we are really aiming to make this a provincial initiative. We've really touched lives and done a lot of work on Vancouver Island, and I don't feel that we have the provincial impact that we could have. So we're really, you know, looking for further funding. We're going to keep that in our strategic plan over the next 3 years and see what happens, because I truly feel anything's possible.
Well, Andrea, congratulations on that award. And it was wonderful to see all of the coverage that came out of that and the articles and the news items. I think that that's just tremendous awareness work.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I just couldn't believe being in the province. I was like, wow, this is so great. And just having the story there to create awareness, right, and get people talking about mental health, because that's always been my goal right from the beginning, to stomp out the stigma and get people talking about it. And if I can put my face to that and be somebody who can start that conversation, then I know it's worth it.
Andrea, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say that, and I often do say the same thing, but I think it's important. I'd like to say something to the people who actually struggle with mental illness, not just bipolar disorder, but any mental health issue, because I feel we all face similar challenges. And I've seen myself in the depths of depression and a suicide attempt and all of these things, and I never felt that my life would ever get better. I felt that it was the end. And I just want to say to people that, you know, just keep going, don't give up, and truly life changes and so does circumstance. And so, you know, don't lose hope.
Andrea Paquette, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much.
Andrea Paquette is Executive Director of the Bipolar Society of British Columbia. She's one of the organizers of the Bipolar Youth Action Project. Interested youth need to register before July the 5th, as the event will be held on Sunday, July the 12th in Victoria. Go to bipolarbabe.com for details.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our web pages.